Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. A little bit earlier in the day than normal, we have some breaking news to cover. As we talked about yesterday, it might be a good time for Tesla to raise capital, and well, they have gone ahead and submitted to do an at-the-market raise for up to $5 billion. So they have not actually raised this capital yet. You're going to see that reported in a lot of places. And it is likely that Tesla is going to go ahead and raise that full $5 billion, but they have not yet. This filing just shows that they've entered into an equity distribution agreement that would allow that to happen. So Tesla has again partnered with the same 10 banks that they partnered with to do their at-the-market offering back in early September, as, quote, "our sales agents, under which we may offer and sell from time to time our common stock, having an aggregate offering price of up to $5 billion. The sales agents may act as agents on our behalf or purchase shares from our common stock as principal," end quote. So basically how this works from here is that Tesla each day can set a different minimum price and maximum number of shares that these different banks may sell, and the banks can offer them on the market or they can sell them in private sales. Basically, as long as they're selling them at that minimum price or above, they can do whatever they want with these shares. And then obviously the proceeds then go to Tesla for these newly created shares. So this is a dilutionary event. But obviously, that dilution comes in exchange for the cash that Tesla is generating off of the sale of these new shares. That cash will then be available for Tesla to use for whatever they want. They can pay off debt, they can accelerate new projects if the capital allows them to do that. They've said in the past that they're spending cash as fast as they possibly can. But as I noted in yesterday's episode, sometimes things do change in terms of what you're able to do when your market cap is this high. Tesla's going to be able to raise this $5 billion with likely less than 1% dilution to the company. That is thanks to Tesla's market capitalization, which is currently greater than $600 billion. When you're able to raise this amount of capital under such minimal dilution at such a high valuation, that does have the potential to change the equation that Elon Musk would have been talking about in the past, where he said they're spending capital as fast as they can. This unlocks new opportunities that maybe weren't available for Tesla at a lower valuation, where it wouldn't have made sense to raise capital and pursue that opportunity. So for example, if Tesla had a $50 billion market cap still, raising $5 billion would cost them 10% of dilution of their company. So maybe at some point there was a good opportunity for them to deploy $5 billion in capital, but not at the expense of 10% dilution. In that case, yeah, you're going to say, well, we're pretty much spending capital as fast as we can, even though technically under different scenarios, well, maybe there would be an opportunity to spend capital a little bit faster. It's just not something that makes sense to make a trade-off for dilution at this point in time. However, when your market cap is $600 billion, and instead of diluting your company 10%, you can raise $5 billion for 0.8% dilution, well, that changes things. In the use of proceeds section in this capital raise filing, Tesla says, quote, "we currently intend to use the net proceeds from this offering to further strengthen our balance sheet, as well as for general corporate purposes. Pending use of the proceeds as described above, we intend to invest the proceeds in highly liquid cash equivalents or United States government securities," end quote. This is the exact language that was used in the last $5 billion at-the-market offering back in September. From Tesla's Q3 earnings report, so that was after the last capital raise, which was in early September, Tesla reported cash and cash equivalents on hand of $14.5 billion at the end of the quarter. So if Tesla does decide to offer this full $5 billion in this possible capital raise, then they should be sitting on about $19.5 billion of cash on hand. In addition to that, Tesla's free cash flow in Q3 was about $1.5 billion. Q4 could exceed that. It kind of depends on deliveries versus production. Of course, if Tesla ends up delivering more vehicles than they produce, that's good for free cash flow. They work down their inventory. If they end up producing more than they deliver, that builds inventory, and that negatively impacts free cash flow. But depending on how Q4 comes out, Tesla could add another $1 billion or more to their cash line at the end of Q4, pushing them above $20 billion on hand. This should be enough to easily cover Tesla's capital expenditure plans. After Battery Day and at the end of Q3 in their 10Q filing, they raised their capital expenditure plans from $2.5 to $3.5 billion per year for the next 2 years, up to between $4.5 to $6 billion of capital expenditures each year. So that'd be a maximum of $12 billion over the next 2 years. But of course, as we talked about, things can change. So we expect Tesla to be free cash flow positive largely for the next 2 years. So their cash balance should actually be growing even with these capital expenditures. And remember, free cash flow already takes out CapEx. So if Tesla's free cash flow positive, that's already after accounting for billions of dollars of capital spending. So with this raise, or even without this raise, I think Tesla is in a great spot from a cash perspective. But over the next 10 years, Tesla's going to spend a lot on capital expenditures. We walked through the math coming out of Battery Day, and it looks like about $100 billion that Tesla's going to need to spend just on battery cell production, not even accounting for vehicle production, over the next decade. So yeah, you can be as confident as you want in the ability of the business to produce the necessary cash for that kind of an investment, but if you can raise another $5 billion at 0.8% dilution, well, it's probably not a bad idea to do that and de-risk a bit. This capital raise also likely means that if Tesla does want to tap the debt market at all to raise capital, they should be able to get that debt at a lower interest rate because of their stronger balance sheet due to this extra cash. On a similar line of thought, this may lead to increased credit ratings from Moody's or the S&P. All right, so what about the timing of this? As we said, Tesla hasn't actually raised this capital yet, so we can look at the at-the-market offering from early September to get a better idea of the timing. Tesla announced that on September 1st, and they completed the sale of $5 billion from that offering on September 4th. So announced on a Tuesday, just like today, and then completed on that Friday. I would expect probably a similar process here, but what this does open up is some flexibility for Tesla to have available if they do want to wait until the S&P inclusion next week. Remember, we're looking at the index tracking funds needing to buy somewhere around 115 million shares. That's $70+ billion in Tesla stock. So this offering's not going to do a whole lot to satiate that demand, but it could help just a bit. Tesla says that if this offering had proceeded at the last closing price of $641 per share, the assumed $5 billion offering would be about 7.8 million shares. So compared to 115 million in need, doesn't go a long way, but it does do something. If we take a quick look at the stock, of course, we'll have to see how things transpire throughout the day, but right now, about 45 minutes into open, Tesla is trading down about 2% to roughly $630 per share. My thought is that's just sort of that initial first reaction of, oh, Tesla's raising capital, it's dilutionary. If Tesla's raising capital at this price, they must think that this is a high price for the stock. So I think that's kind of the initial reaction, but I don't think that fully accounts for the situation here. First of all, to that last point, this is an at-the-market offering, so Tesla can wait and see if the stock runs up even further from here. And if it doesn't, they don't have to raise capital. I do think they will, but they don't have to. And then in terms of the dilutionary impact, 0.8% is so small, it's almost inconsequential. I mean, think about how long it takes Tesla stock to move 0.8%, like 30 seconds. So for me as a shareholder, not a big deal. And what this also says is that if Tesla's doing this $5 billion at-the-market offering this week, well, next week as we head into S&P inclusion, there's probably not going to be some massive $20 billion offering or something like that, which a lot of people have speculated on as a possibility around the S&P inclusion. You know, last week we saw Michael Burry talking about how he's short Tesla, and he thinks Tesla should offer, you know, 25 to 50% of their shares and raise something over $100 billion. Kind of a ridiculous suggestion, but who knows what Tesla would have done around this S&P inclusion. Now we have a lot less risk of a big capital raise and a significant dilution event that also adds a lot of shares for these index funds and maybe benchmark funds to purchase. And just my hunch, I bet the market realizes that over the course of the day or over the course of the week, and we continue on that uptrend. But again, that's just my best guess. Definitely not investment advice. And of course, anything could change that. So we are going to wrap it up for this episode here. We do have a little bit more news to cover later today. We're getting some numbers out of China. So in all likelihood, I'll be back for a second episode sometime around the normal time later today. So make sure you're subscribed for that, signed up for notifications, and you can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. But as always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.